Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS online program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our next guest for our Gifters Podcast is Mick Odelli. Mick is an innovations consultant who specializes in visual and interactive technology. He's based out of Italy. Mick, thanks so much for being on our Gifters Podcast, where your story is a gift to the world.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just dive in. I just shared with you about how, as an Italian man, and you're also Australian as well, but like Italy as a country has such a powerful brand recognition, because you think Ferrari, you think Gucci, you think Versace, you think all these amazing brands that you've had. So my first question is more cultural. Why do you think Italians have such a strong reputation for style and excellence? What do you think is about your culture that has that?
I think it's our heritage. Like since we're born, we got all this art all over the place, and even at school they teach us to have attention to detail and everything. So, in a way, we don't really understand the power of this country, probably, because the Italians are not that good at promoting themselves. But in the end, I think we got something in the blood because of that, because we just grow up with our covered in all sort of products and art all over the place. So.
And so that being said, do you mean like in school you actually had art class when you were a kid then? Because like in the States, you might take one art class in high school that's elective that you don't have to take. So in your case, as an Italian, do you actually are required to take art classes growing up?
Yeah, you are required until, I think it's compared to the English world, I think it's until high school. Yeah, you have to have art classes. You need to learn how to draw and everything.
So from elementary school to high school, for 12 years, every Italian person that grows up in their school system actually has to take art class.
Yeah, definitely. Unless things have changed in the last 10 years, but I'd say.
Nice. And then you're also Australian. You said your mother's Australian, right? So have you been to Australia?
Yeah, I was there from 2003 to 2007, where I studied at University of New England in Sydney. I studied visual communication.
Nice. Let's talk about that, the visual arts and what you do for a living. What specifically do you help your clients with?
Well, in the beginning, I was just, we were a small company that was doing 3D graphics. So we were just doing the architecture renders. So in Italy, no one was doing that. And so it was really easy for us to reach the market. And then because that was so new for Italians, everyone started to say, do you have anything special, anything more innovative, given that you already play with innovative technology? And I was like, well, that's not that innovative to me, but let's see. So we started to understand what the necessity of our clients were, and we started working with communication agencies and events. So those clients of ours had other clients, and together with those agencies, we started to understand, to try to figure out new things to propose. Obviously, in the beginning, we didn't know how to do most of those things. So I was actually sincere in saying, it's like a prototype. I can sort of try to create this kind of installations. But in the end, what our clients wanted to create a sort of wow effect and to have people to remember their events or to remember their product, their special night, their brand. So in the beginning, we were just some nerds, trying to get the best effect out of an installation. We were doing audiovisual installations. And then we started to understand that there was more about that. We didn't have to solve our clients' need, but our clients' need as well, to trying to understand that in the end, what we wanted to achieve was to have the final audience to be jaw-dropping in front of our installation. And that's where we started to get into the emotion side of the emotional side of our job.
Well, again, can you talk about a very specific client and a very specific installation, just so that our listeners understand what you're talking about?
Yeah, sure. Well, for example, we did for the Expo in Milan. In 2015, we were called by the government to do an association to do a 360-degree building. I said little because it was a 10 meters by 10 meters installation where people would get in and they would experience 15 minutes of the beauty of Italy. Nice. But those 15 minutes were projected 360 degrees without glasses or anything. And it was all recorded with drones. But the cool thing that sort of tweaks the installations in a way and makes it more jaw-dropping is the fact that we use projectors, but we project on surfaces and we interact with the surfaces. So we create some sort of optical illusion where the place where you're in, you don't really understand where you are in the end. So it's like if you're teleported somewhere else, but you don't use any kind of technology. Technology is all hidden. So you don't feel the, you know, the heaviness of a product on your head or anything like that. You just pop into an indoor environment and you find yourself on top of Rome or on top of the mountains or all around the best places of Italy. And we had the music from Morricone as well, so that was pretty cool for us. And actually, that project was so good that the government started using it for big meetings, and they took it to New York in Central Station. They made a 6x6 meters version for New York, and then again in Shanghai where we did I think 10,000 visits in one afternoon. So that's the other cool thing when you do these kind of things, you get a lot of audience watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like your clients would be more multinational companies, especially cars. I would just think cars and fashion, it just lends to what you do, especially cars. Like I went to the auto show in New York last year, the Jacob Javits Center. And, you know, though they might have a spokeswoman there and she's fairly attractive and she's speaking very eloquently and she's walking around a Lexus, but, you know, it sounds like your installation is just very epic and cinematic.
Yeah, we've worked with the Porsche, with Mini, with Mustang, with Mercedes, and so that's product unveiling. So in that case specifically, we project on the car, but we've got videos online, obviously, but what you see is you see the car in a real scale. So it's just a normal car, but then you see it running in front of you. The car doesn't move, but you see the wheels moving really fast, and obviously with sound and with every kind of possible or immersive technology, you really don't understand what's happening in the end, and you're just immersed in a very emotional situation.
That's great.
Our goal is to make people remember something that they've never seen before.
That's great. So we only have a few more minutes left, but this show is really about helping entrepreneurs and executives really help build their brands. Since you are an innovations consultant and you're a visual expert in a sense, what kind of suggestions would you encourage entrepreneurs more? Like whatever their product is, whether it's a car, whether it's a program, whether they're a speaker, what do you just give them some high level points of that wow factor? Yeah. What do you always encourage your clients to focus on, or what do you focus on when you build your installations?
Yeah, well, considering I've done this job for 10 years, but in the last three, I found that there were two things that really made me grow up in what I do. And the first thing was to start to study my clients a lot more, but not because I have to sell to them, but because I wanted to solve a need. So what I wanted to find out was what I do for, like, why do I do this and who is it for? And when you start to ask yourself those questions, you realize that what you're doing is not enough. You need to go on and find out, what completes your product. So that's why, for example, in our case, we went into neuroscience, because we were dealing with emotion. So we said, if we want to make people get emotional, we need to understand what this is all about. So let's start to converge with some other science and try to understand together what we can achieve. That's a way to be sort of pioneers in what you do. And that also helps really understanding what you've got at hand. So when you start to do this, when you talk to clients, you really feel you got what you're doing. You really feel like you know exactly that thing that you're doing is really helping and it will provide results. So that's something that really pushes you into a completely new world when you talk to clients, because you feel that it's not about selling and buying. It's just about showing your client that you know perfectly that is exactly what your client needs, and you're completely sure about it. And you might be wrong, in the end, but usually that's something that that really starts a conversation in a different way with your clients.
What's the second tip?
That was both of them together.
Okay, great.
Basically, it's, you know, like finding that that it's not just about your job, but trying to create network with some other people with other skills that could be completely different from yours. Like neuroscience is so yeah. far away from technology, but we're the first one worldwide to sort of put together some, you know, like patented technology along with not only neuroscience, but we did some experiments, but we found some results. We did the first wellness spa that was actually delivering a specific state of mind. So that when you start that, you don't even realize where you're going.
Yeah, that's great.
And
that's
when
great.
You get somewhere, you realize that you're like, wow, I didn't know I would get here. And so you really feel that you've got some value there.
That's great. How can our guests stay in touch with you and learn more about your services, Mick?
Oh, well, sure. Well, we've got a website. So the company is called DrawLight. So drawlight.net. And I actually started my own YouTube channel as well. It's called justmick.tv, but that's in Italian, fortunately. So I don't know if it could be subtitled. But on our YouTube channel, drawlight.net, there's so many videos of all the jobs that we've done so
far. Great. Thanks so much for your time, Nick. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.